While Moses was on the mountain, the Hebrew people sinned against their God. They made a golden calf and worshipped it. In today's text, we find Moses climbing the mountain a second time. He begs the Lord's forgiveness, and his request is heard. Long before Jesus Christ, we discover that the great and awesome Lord is at the same time tender and merciful, full of love and faithfulness. He is a God who loves. He is a God whose love extends to forgiveness. He defines himself above all by his patience, mercy, and infinite love. In this gospel reading from Saint John, we find this revelation of God's infinite love. God so loved the world that he gave it his only Son, so everyone who believes in him will not perish, but will obtain eternal life. These words are part of Jesus' encounter with Nicodemus. The world of which Jesus speaks is the evil world of people who live in sin. Jesus could have come to judge this world and destroy evil. But the true God is not the one we imagine. The true God that we adore doesn't want a sinner to die. He comes to save him. That's why he sent us his only Son. And in Jesus, God comes to meet us. Through his whole way of life, through his words, and through his deeds, Jesus shows us what God's love is. This love appears when he heals the sick, when he forgives sinners, when he welcomes all who come to him, when he takes care for the outcast. This love went so far as to give his life on the cross. He himself had said that there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for those who loves. And today, he invites us to draw the consequences. Love one another as I have loved you, as much as I have loved you. This is a call for us. It is a call to eliminate from our lives any kind of poison of violence, poison of unkind accusations that only drive others down. Such unworthy behavior is an offense against the one who gave his body and shed his blood for us and for the whole world. Today, we are all sent to bear witness to the love that is in God. We live in a world that needs love, that needs those who would be the witnesses of God's love. And our mission is to continue what Jesus did. And that's why he sends us his Holy Spirit to guide us toward the whole truth. Through our way of living, through our words and our deeds, we have to say something about the love that is in God. Remember, It is by the love we have for one another that we will be recognized as disciples of Christ. Today we are celebrating the solemnity of the Holy Trinity. We don't say too much about this mystery, but love. Our poor words are limited when it comes to the dogma of the Holy Trinity. We can't explain it enough. But the most important thing is the revelation of a God who is passionate about loving mankind. Jesus tells us about the Father. He teaches us to pray to Him and to throw ourselves into His arms like the prodigal son. Then He sends us His Holy Spirit to make us messengers of the good news. As we celebrate this Eucharist on this solemnity of the Holy Trinity, we turn together to God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. This God, who is love, wants to unite us to Himself and to one another. Happy are we to enter into this communion of love. Let us pray together that this communion will extend to the whole world, that it will go beyond the limits of the Church to make us a fraternal people, happy to give thanks to God who created us out of love and who wants us to love one another. In that way will be His witnesses in the world around us.